RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's The Present Truth program. This is Rick Rodriguez, and I am going to, right out of the gate, I think what I'm going to do is just begin with, you know, right now, Alex Baldwin, this whole scenario with his shooting and killing this girl. Well, I have been investigating, and just kind of fortunately I came across something that came in out of the Canadian press. And I think it was yesterday, and you're not going to hear this because it's been the judge in this case that's presiding over that situation. There's media blackout. And it appears as if Baldwin was arrested in his hotel room. He's filming there in New Mexico. I believe he was arrested yesterday and charged. He has been charged with murder in this case of shooting this director. And at the same time, at the time of his arrest, I'm looking into this. At the time of his arrest, it appears as if they found on his cell phone and on his laptop quite a bit of porn. Well, porn is porn, but the investigations really go to a new, the process legally takes a new turn when it's children. So it appears as if he's been arrested, he's been charged with murder. I don't know if he's been able to bail out, but they found porn on his laptop and his cell phone, and for them to arrest him for a charge like that, it would have to be children. Also, the judge, again, in New Mexico, there's a media blackout, immediately called for a blackout of everything that's happening that pertains to that case. Now, is it because they want to make sure they can prosecute Alec Baldwin perfectly for murder and for child porn? Or is it because he hated Donald Trump, he mocked Donald Trump, and the judge, being a Democrat, most likely doesn't want anything to... wants to protect Alec Baldwin. So it's kind of a... I think, personally, the judge will do everything possible to protect Alec Baldwin. Yeah, I don't care. I don't watch him that much. I don't even know I don't know if it's Alec or Alex. But either way, I don't have any doubt, personally, in my opinion, that he would have his laptop filled with child pornography. And the way that the incident took place, I am not sure that it was accidental. So, I don't know. We'll check into that, watch it as time goes on. In 1863, the time of the American Civil War, this is going to pertain to the global reset, the global digital reset, what I'm going to present to you, the matter of what they're doing to bring in a different currency, a new currency, a digital currency. And some reports out of Russian's intelligence have stated that the Biden administration presently is really focused on the National Currency Act of 1863 that was amended by the National Bank Act, which created the Office of Comptroller of the Currency, OCC. Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, which is for the most part unknown to most of the American people, but it sees now, it appears as if the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, has complete control over every bank in the United States and all of its, on all of the bank accounts. This is why in this budget, one of the things that, one of the portions of the budget is that we American people have to, any transaction over $600 is going to be, the IRS will be notified about that transaction. So now with the administration controlling the U.S. Congress, and the article is out of whatdoesitmean.com, and it was yesterday's article on the 25th October, 2 days ago, I guess it is. No, yesterday. And it says that what's happening now, here we have the October surprise, and quoting here out of this article, the transcript sees the Security Council members noting it is critical importance due to what is known as recess appointments, which are the appointments to high government offices, office made by the president when the U.S. Senate is in recess, which is going to happen now in October before Thanksgiving, and keeps nominees from having to undergo the U.S. Senate confirmation process. So another one is about to be slipped over on the American people. Another controlling evil plan. Rick Rodriguez.
Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort. All the comforts of home and world-class pet care. 30 services available, daycare and boarding to belly rubs and massages. We have immediate availability, ultra clean and safe with individual suites and webcams. Book now and mention KHNC and get a 5% discount. Happy Trails Pet Spa and Resort for dogs and cats. Just off I-25 and Crossroads, Northern Colorado's place for pets. Call us at 970-663-PAWS. That's 970-663-7897.
Hey guys, this is Spike Cohen. The Liberty Revolt is founded on strategies to engage in the culture war and to protect the principles of individual liberty, private property, and limited government by developing a better understanding of history, political philosophy, as well as policies and their ramifications. Thanks for listening to the show with my friend Bucky Dillon.
What up, guys? Catch the Liberty Revolt every Saturday night from 5 to 6 p.m. with myself and my co-patriot Kevin LaRusso right here on the American Freedom Network.
Hello, Win Home Inspection? I think I have a problem.
Boy, we're on the case. Look, Watson, up there by the door frame, a crack in the plasterboard.
We need to investigate further, perhaps the crawl space, Mr. Holmes.
Yes, carry on. Aha! It's the foundation that's cracked.
Oh, if this continues, the whole house will begin to fall apart. Leaks in the plumbing, leaks in roofing, cracks in the wall.
Do you hear that? It looks like we've sprung a leak already.
I'm so glad I called Win Home Inspections.
970-238-8333.
This is Carter, bail agent at ASAP Bail Bonds. We now have a radio show. Tune in every Sunday at 2 to 3 to learn the truth about bail. Feel free to give us a call anytime for free bail information. 970-378-7878. We want you to know the truth about the rise in crime. Tune in every Sunday at 2.
Ah!
Okay, we're continuing. I was going to, you know, now there's a lot of hubbub about Fauci using all these little beagles, these little dogs, testing and cutting their larynx so that they can't cry when they're being tortured. I was going to do this. I have a program right here in my stack I was going to do about 10 days ago. I didn't do it. Shucks, man. I missed the opportunity because I was talking about, I could have been talking about the beagles, the torture of the beagles, Anthony Fauci, the millions of dollars that are going out internationally to all the torture shops to kill beagles and dogs and other creatures all over the world, excluding all the human beings that are being tortured, murdered, cut up, cannibalized, butchered, apart from all that. But I wanted to talk about Otto Skorzeny, Adolf Hitler's bodyguard, who was a lover of Evita Perón in Argentina, and she dies, she gets cancer, and I don't think it was accidental, she was too young. She's not eating fast food every day, but she dies of cancer. Well, do you think her husband, the president of Argentina, Perón, Juan Perón, is going to let her live after having an affair with Adolf Hitler's bodyguard? Well, I was talking about that, and I missed the one on the beagles. But it's okay. It's being covered. Now, I am covering this matter of the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency. Every bank in this country, everything, it is controlled by every bank in this country, and every bank account is controlled by the OCC. Now, with the everybody that the senators that are going on a holiday because of Thanksgiving, now it appears as if, going back to the article, is the recess appointments. While they are gone, President Biden, or Joe Biden, I don't think he's the real president. He's the imposter. Imposter Biden is going to appoint nominees that will not have to undergo U.S. Senate confirmation. And the people that are going to be put in these positions here already are going to be criminal. They're going to be people that are not going to protect, or they're not going to do anything that is best for the interests of the American people. Now, going on with this report, one of the October surprises, it's a Red October, is what the Russian security, the way they phrase it, intelligence. Surely someone in the Biden regime is trolling all of us, nominating an unreformed communist. Oh, this is a person that now is going to be put in the position of the head comptroller of the currency of the United States of America. She was a communist, but it's not going to be reported in The Onion. It's not going to be reported in the Babylon Bee story. Rather, the Wall Street Journal editorial board cleared its collective throat to protest profusely and to easily to and is opposed to the, they're trying to cover this up. And they are very concerned. They are saying that this, what is happening, is chilling. What is the comptroller of the currency? And the person who has just been appointed, her name is Soleil Amirova. Why would you care? In short, a key position controlling our banking system, an immigrant from the former Soviet Union who believes the USSR centrally planned and controlled economy was far fairer and more democratic than the American economy, and the Democrats want to seize your checking and savings account. They want to seize your checking and savings account. Saul, it's S-A-U-L-E, Saul Soleil Omavara, whose socialist leader Joe Biden nominated to head the OCC, was born and raised in the former Soviet Union. She was a loyal member of the Communist Party mass youth movement called the Young Pioneers. She was educated in higher learning at Moscow State University, where she produced her thesis, Karl Marx. Her thesis was called Karl Marx's Economic Analysis and the Theory of Revolution in the Capital. And she wrote this thesis in 1991. She traveled to the United States on a student visa, but after the Soviet Union collapsed, she chose to stay in the United States. As late as 2019, she was a member of a Marxist Facebook group that says about itself, quote, "This Marxist group is a platform for analysis, policy, and polemics from the perspective of a diverse range of socialist and anti-capitalist views. We are against exploitation, inequality, racial discrimination, and ecological destruction at the core of capitalist social relations. The working class has the potential and the ability to change capitalism and in the process change itself. Only working people, by their own efforts, can free themselves from capitalism. We stand for the self-emancipation of the working class and socialism." Now, this was in her Facebook, to her Facebook group. This would be Russia, 1950, 1940, 1930, 1920, okay, roughly 1920, and 1925, and 1930, and 1935, 45, 55, 65. Now, continue with the article. In the documentary, now, it's A-holes, A-theory, A-bleep-holes, A-theory. This report notes it saw Amirova calling Wall Street hedge funds a quintessential A-hole industry. This is why Wall Street, the Wall Street Journal, that's why they are kind of trying to clear their throats. In the 2009 white paper, The Quiet Metamorphosis, How Derivatives Changed the Business of Banking, it sees Amirova advocating using the National Bank Act as a means to allow the OCC to take over all of the banks in America. This was in 2009 in her white paper. This was 10, 11, 12 years ago. So today it sees Amirova saying she wants to move most of the consumer banking industry out of private institutions and into the hands of the Federal Reserve. So, the Biden administration appointing this woman while the recess is taking place, and the Senate is not in session to oppose, to investigate, to challenge this appointment. Continuing, 4 months after, and the Russians basically called Joe, the socialist leader of America. Now, who better to call Joe Biden the socialist leader of America than the ex-socialist members of the intelligence community of Russia or of Cuba or of Venezuela or of Germany, even to some great degree, or of Norway. So after he seized power, this report continues. The Federal Reserve, on the 20th of May, published the foreboding notice stating, quote, central bank money traditionally takes two forms, cash and reserves held by eligible financial institutions at the central bank. Central bank digital currency, CBDC, central bank digital currency, is a generic term for a third version of currency that could use an electronic record or digital token to represent the digital form of a nation's currency. CBDC is issued and managed directly by the central bank and could be used for a variety of purposes by individuals, businesses, and financial institutions. To date, at this point in May, no decision has been made on whether to issue a CBDC in U.S. payment system. However, given the dollar's important role globally, it is essential that the Federal Reserve remains fully engaged in the central bank digital currency research and policy development. End of quote. So, this, according to Russian intelligence, is shocking. It's an implication which Omarova details in her constantly revised last revision, 15th of October. So that was just 10 days ago. Document article. So her last revived, 15th of October, document article, the name of the article, The People's Ledger, How to Democratize Money and Finance and Economy. How to democratize money and finance the economy. She lays out the socialist master plan to seize all bank accounts of all Americans, replace their dollars with digital currency controlled by the Federal Reserve, and in whose description this master plan exactly states, the COVID-19 crisis underscored the urgency of digitizing sovereign money and ensuring universal access to banking services. It pushed two related ideas, the issuance of a central bank digital currency, number one, and the provision of retail deposit accounts by central banks, number two, to the forefront of the public policy debate. The article takes up that challenge, stating, it offers a blueprint for a comprehensive restructuring of the central bank balance sheet as the basis for redesigning the core architecture of modern finance. Focusing on the U.S. Federal Reserve System, the article outlines a series of structural reforms. We're going to have to pick up with that, this sentence here when we get back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. And this is AM Radio 1360, podcast 1360, khnc.com. All programs are streamed live daily.
Hi, everybody. Glenn Tate, co-host of Prepping 2.0.
Shelby Gallagher here. Join us Saturdays at 9 a.m.
right here on 1360 KHNC,
where we bring you great ideas to take your preps to the next level.
Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970 970- 866-0217. Do you need your fireplace clean? Not sure if your fireplace is working right or not sure if the fireplace is efficient? Call Abundant Flame at 970-966-0217 to schedule your appointment. We service all brands of gas fireplaces, freestanding and built-ins, pellet stoves, wood fireplaces, and electric fireplaces. Visit us at Abundant-Flame or call 970-966-0217.
Did you hear that? That's the sound of the home you want being bought by somebody else. In this red-hot market of multiple offers at above the listing price, you need an edge. Having a pre-approval letter from the town group is almost like cash in your hand to move your offer to the front of the line. Even if you're self-employed or don't otherwise fit neatly inside the box, the three sisters at the town group know how to get you approved. And fast. After all, the town group has been saying yes when other lenders have said no since Ronald Reagan was in the White House. Make this a yes day with your pre-approval letter from the town group. Get your offer accepted on that house you want before someone else grabs it. Call 844-THINK-YES before these historically low interest rates move. Call 844-THINK-YES. That's 844-THINK-YES.
Town Group at United American Mortgage and MLS number 1713687. Subject to credit approval. Some restrictions may apply.
1360 KHNC is proud to announce our partnership with MyKind CBD, a local Colorado-based company that uses no pesticides, no herbicides, completely organic, no heavy metals. All their products are CAO certified. That's right, independently lab certified. Our prices are the best in the country. Go out to 1360KHNC.com and hit the shopping cart button and make your purchase today.
Be careful when you're dealing with a conspiracy theorist. You may end up with a whole lot more truth than you're used to handling. This has been a public service announcement from KHNC.
I'm going to finish with this article. This was out of whatdoesitmean.com, October 25th. It is an article basically talking about the abducting of the wealth of the American people through their bank accounts. Not just the American people, but the businesses, corporations, Wall Street Journal, the Wall Street Group. They're a little concerned because the one thing that communists always do, the present administration, is they take over all businesses. Fascism, communism, socialism, isms. It is a hijacking of the freedoms of the people of this country and the finances of the people of this country. So I'll go back to the article, again, out of whatdoesitmean.com, October the 25th article, talking about right now, Joe Biden is trying to, if he hasn't already, appoint Saleh Omarova, I'll get it right, and so why should we care? Because she's going to be the person that is being put in the position to control the banking system of the United States of America, the Federal Reserve, your bank accounts, your business accounts, and now the U.S. government now. It's not, we're hearing the United States government now in this article talking about the need to go to, in a subtle way, digital currency. The World Economic Forum's plan for digital currency coming out of Europe, out of Switzerland, that's one thing. But now when you have somebody that has just been appointed or is going to be appointed as the head of the office of the comptroller of our currency, that's a different thing now. You have the enemy without, and you have the adversary within. And she is a globalist. She is a, well, I just have to go back to the factor. She's in the occult. How do I know that? She's communist to the core. So why does that make her a devil worshiper? Because she hates God, religion of any kind. Generally, in communism, the people that rule are the rulers. In the countries that have gone communist, they are anti-Christ, anti-God. And they don't, they have to worship something. That's just the nature of man. I'm going to finish this one paragraph. Okay, so, focusing on the United States Federal Reserve System, this article outlines a series of structural reforms that would radically redefine the role of a central bank as the ultimate public platform for generating, modulating, and allocating financial resources in a democratic economy. This was out of her The People's Ledger. So that ended that kind of a quoting of this Omarova. Now, this is where I like this. This here is something that catches my attention all the time. So out of the security agencies in Europe are stating that Omarova, she has reverted to her socialist training. Now, when I finish this sentence and this thought, you're going to see the training of Black Lives Matter, of Antifa, of all these radical groups, of the whole scope of the radicalization of America. Okay, she reverts to her social training by crying, quote, "I am an easy target, an immigrant, a woman, I'm a minority." So, in the face of the severe Republican Party opposition she's facing in the U.S. Senate, which is a tactic socialists always use to portray anyone opposing them as racist. In factual reality, it should see Omarova heeding the words of the late Democrat Party lawmaker, U.S. Senator Daniel Inouye. I think that's how you phrase it. I think he was out of Hawaii. Yes, I think he was from Hawaii, senator out of Hawaii. And he stated this, quote, and I'll read the quote. "There exists a shadowy government with its own Air Force, its own Navy, its own fundraising mechanism, and the ability to pursue its own ideas of the national interest, free from all checks and balances, and free from the law itself." So, the Senate, the Republicans, are really pushing back at Joe Biden's appointment. And naturally, she's an immigrant. She's a woman. She is a easy target. She's a minority. And this is what they all do. All that you're seeing with the Black Lives Matter, Antifa, with Omar, with anybody that that pushes back at any woman in politics is what's a misogynist and a racist, anti-American. But I thought that you should know that going back to the thought of the global reset, World Economic Forum, they have their operatives in Europe. They have people, there are people internationally that are in line with their objectives. Corporations, whether they are in line with these objectives, whether they agree, disagree, it won't matter. You'll either go to a global reset or you won't conduct any business. And with individuals, you won't have a choice. You will accept it. You won't be able to do anything without digital money. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
Power surges and lightning bolts can cause damage to your electronic devices. A EMP attack can fry everything, leaving everyone looking like the Flintstones. But don't let that happen. Go to EMPShield.com and enter KHNC in the promo code box. EMP Shield can keep you secure and running when no one else can. American-made electronic protection. Again, put KHNC in the promo box. EMPShield.com.
The creation of the cell phone has been an incredible technological advancement with many conveniences. At the same time, it became the largest vulnerable device the world has ever seen and destroys any privacies you think you may have. At any given time, multiple governmental agencies or hackers can be listening to your cell phone calls or intercepting your texts. Because of this invasion of privacy, the Defense Enabling and Assisting Framework, known as DEF, was developed to keep your personal and digital cell phone transmissions protected. To learn more, visit us at defprotection.com. That's defprotection.com. Make sure your calls, texts, and all digital transmissions are cloaked at all times. That's defprotection.com. Remember, privacy is freedom.
Finding it hard to buy high-quality beef that supports local ranchers and doesn't break the bank? Look no further, because High Country Custom Beef is your local beef partner. From the Ely Ranch northwest of Steamboat Springs, backed by the experience of five generations of cattle ranchers, you can buy high-quality Angus beef direct from us, the ranchers. Lock in today's lower prices before October 15th in bulk packages or box sets at hccbeef.com. That's hccbeef.com. High Country Custom Beef.
Okay. Every Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3, and on Sunday from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. I thought this article was very interesting because now we have proof that the United States is definitely considering digital currency. They've tried to kind of, dilly-dally around that topic, but now, with this possible new appointment of this Omarova to the OCC, the Office of the Comptroller of the Currency, now we can see her intentions are to go to and push for a digital, she calls it a token, or a digital form of a nation's currency. She's skirting the issue, or skirting the matter. She's trying to not to be straightforward. No, it's basically the Klaus Schwab digital currency system. It is a global reset system. The United States will have to be part of that system. Not just be part of the system, the United States will probably be the country that oversees the global digital currency that is coming. I don't think some of the Asian nations will not trade in it. They'll have another way of doing things. But eventually, trade between the United States and the Asian countries especially is going to be very limited because we're at war with China. And I have another article, and China now has been working with a group of nations there in Asia, her sisters, not Japan, not Taiwan, but some of the sisters in the Philippines. Little by little, China is getting some of the sisters to come to her, to come around. And China will get many of these sisters to come around. But Taiwan now is in a, also some of the Asian nations that have been working with Taiwan are now beginning to distance themselves from from Taiwan and from South Korea. They are distancing themselves from Japan. And we are presently, through another CIA operation to try to provoke Russia to responding to our ships in the Black Sea, the Air Force flying over the bombers with nukes, flying over close to Russian territory with America trying to sucker many of the Eastern European nations to the policies of democracy and to continue to expand NATO to some degree. Russia is pulling some of her intelligence people, just calling people back home. They're embassy personnel coming back out of some of the nations in Europe. And Turkey is continuing to have a more favorable dialogue with Russia, which is kind of disturbing to the Europeans, to NATO. But Turkey has been seeking to become part of NATO, but lately the European nations have become a little cool to that plan. Turkey realizes that she's being shunned, so the communications with Vladimir Putin in Russia, with Iran, with some of the other nations that are comrades with Russia in keeping the area, the Balkan area, free from Western influence. Well, Russia is kind of gaining a little bit of steam, which the globalists are not happy with. The globalists know that they cannot allow any of the Eastern European nations to begin to gravitate toward Russia. And right now, one of the main carrots that Russia has that Europe needs is gas, natural gas. And the United States is pressing the European nations not to buy that gas, even though the prices of natural gas in Europe are just going through the roof. They are still telling the European leaders of the nations in Europe, do not buy Russian gas, because you buy Russian gas and it's going to slow down our plans to destroy Russia and bring in this global green movement. It is very interesting what's happening over there. And then Russia, just in the last week, has been joining China. They've been working with Russian ships, the Navy, Russian Navy, doing exercises off the coast of China, which Taiwan is not happy about. Japan is not happy about, because they've taken these warships, just barely off of the there's a kind of a boundary, I'm trying to think of that boundary, where you do not go into that territory, because that is Japanese territory. But they're just kind of testing, always looking for a weak spot. The world is going to go to war. We're getting close to it. We're not going to be able to stop it. America and China are presently in an undeclared war. 1360 AM Radio.
The Federal Reserve is in control of our money. But lately, control is the last word you would use to describe the Fed. Emergency rate cuts, huge increases in their balance sheet, the constant blowing of bubbles and boom and bust cycles that just leave most of us busted. I'm Joe Jaquin, owner of the Patriot Trading Group, and we have been protecting people's wealth for almost 25 years. Stop playing the Fed's game and get your wealth protected. Call us at 800-951-0592. Or visit our website at allamericangold.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088. TheHebo is spelled T-A-H-E-B-O. TheHeboTeaClub.com, 818-610-8088.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Here's a little song I wrote. Might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, we're going to finish the last segment. Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3 o'clock, the Present Truth. On Sunday, from 8 to 11 for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. And I want to thank those again who are supporting this hour and helping me so that I can stay on the air here. And if you want to continue to help, P.O. Box 104, that's KHNC, P.O. Box 104, Johnstown, 80534. The zip code 80534. Thank you. I appreciate it. I was going to say, I was talking about not Alex Baldwin. I'm talking about Fauci using beagles to experiment on. Jesus Christ said that if he doesn't return, no flesh will be saved. And what he means by that is mankind as a species and the creatures at the end of the world also are going to suffer. And with these beagles that they've been experimenting on, the funding for animal research internationally is in the probably close to $1 billion. Who knows the exact amount? But creatures internationally are subject to torture, to using, they're using the bioweapons that are basically man for vaccinations that are for men or for mankind, but they're injecting these viruses in animals to see what cooks. Then they try to pull the whatever the cocktail is that is in these animals, they pull it out to see if they can use it in some way on people. Millions and millions and millions of dollars internationally, in 20 different nations in the world, not just China, but in South America, in Africa. They have these bio labs, they have these centers everywhere. With human beings, it's harder to hide what they're doing to human beings, so they go underground. With people, they go underground. You can hide the viruses in China, in these pharmaceutical companies, they do the research, and also they hide it in the universities. What about Fort Collins? What about Greeley? They have biological labs. What about Berkeley? What about Southern California? These colleges, these universities, these all are operations. There are operations, military, CIA operations, government operations, in all of them, using these young kids who are eager. They come out of high school. They're eager to get into programs, and they're eager to use their intelligence, their intellect, to create new things. And the government doesn't have any problem with that. So for today, Rick Rodriguez, podcast 1360KHNC.com. This is AM Radio 1360KHNC. Talk to you tomorrow.
What's up, guys? Come check out the Ramsey Auto Group right here in Greeley. They specialize in pre-owned Jeeps, trucks, and sports utility vehicles for the working man. They are working men, they're patriots, and they share our values. The backbone of their business is customer referrals, so they inspect, certify, and guarantee the condition of every vehicle before it leaves the lot. And if you have troubles, they'll make it right. To buy or sell, contact Ramsey Auto Group at 970-443-5654. That's Ramsey Auto Group in Greeley.
Checkapro Joe here. Is your attic hot? Are your electric bills high? If you answered yes to either question, tune in to the Checkapro radio show every Saturday at 6 p.m. and Sundays at 11 a.m. On the show, we discuss ways to save you money and be more comfortable in your home. If your attic is hot and you're uncomfortable in your home, you may need more insulation or a solar attic fan. Call Koala Insulation at 303-327-9293. That's 303-327-9293. 9293.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland.